Next up is Cheryl Robertson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Chairs Brenner and Tucker, and distinguished members of the ENR committee. And thank you, Senator Carney, for your sponsorship. I'm Cheryl Robertson. I'm an Orono town councilor and chair of our environment committee, and I support LD 1639. I am not today testifying on the behalf of the council, but rather on behalf of myself and several residents of Orono who you have heard from, one of them, who also support LD 1639. As I began to write this testimony, it occurred to me that the time and energy everyone has taken for years now to get our state to act on this loophole in the rules that allows literally tons of CDD from out of state to be processed in Maine and then reclassified as in-state by the mere fact that it has already crossed state borders is inexcusable. It seems to me that this is an issue that should also concern the ENR and the Maine DEP, as well as Maine people, as grassroots groups and NGOs rally for clean, healthy land and water. Juniper Ridge Landfill is 9 miles from Orono. It is a blight on this area. It is a toxic mess, not the environmental best practice that is touted by Casella. I live in a municipality that is served by the MRC. Its practice is to bypass to JRL when its waste processing facilities are down. Bad enough, but this is Maine waste. This is generated in Maine and paid for by Maine taxpayers. When 30% of a state-owned, not a New England-owned, landfill is composed of waste from construction debris from out of state, people in this area are then subjected to expansion requests and subsequently more acres granted becomes a heavier and more toxic mess, with JRL leachate ending up in our streams and rivers. As Peter Blair stated, this is an inescapable consequence, and waste management people know that. I support LD 1639 for the following reasons. It would limit the tonnage that Maine Waste Processing Facility can send to JRL to be no more than what they take from original Maine sources. Out-of-state waste would no longer be able to be camouflaged as Maine generated, and it would clarify that no placement of waste in a landfill counts towards the 50% recycling standard that a solid waste processing facility must meet. This dangerous loophole is filling up JRL, and it's not about being environmentally friendly, nor are we lucky to have this in our backyard. It's a travesty. It's devastating our environment, and it's a shared responsibility. As a people, Maine leads the nation in many ways. Let's take a stand and save our state and not let it become the dumping ground for New England. And while we're at it, let's also find a way to not generate so much waste, period. It would be worth our time and effort to work together, not to continue to struggle against policy that makes no sense. Thank you again, and I look forward to seeing an ought to pass in your review and analysis of LD 1639.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Are there any questions for Cheryl Robertson? All right, thank you for joining us. Teddy Simpson is next.